This is the last installment of this particular video series. And at the end, if there's enough time left, and there probably will be, I'll tell you just a little bit about what's going to come with a couple more videos toward the end of May. But this is, again, Tim Mahoney and Dr. Glenn Fritz in an interview setting. And so far, we started with identifying Yom Suf, which is what got translated various ways, but the most common that we're used to is the Red Sea. We've seen how that really best identifies with the Gulf of Aqaba. And so we also have been shown the route as they left Egypt and the Delta area up there as they made their way over toward the Gulf of Aqaba. They stopped and camped at Etam, and then God said, no, turn. And so then they go south, and we saw last time they went through a wadi that was very much a canyon that was tight, cave-like, and they would make their way down through the countryside, and you'll see a little bit of that repeated today, to a beach at a place called Nuaba. And it's on this beach that we believe the Red Sea crossing begins. And so today, this is just a pivotal miracle. One of the things that is striking to me is there are people that push back on this crossing. But if you listen to their pushbacks, almost everything they will cite is how, well, it just couldn't happen here because it's not possible. The wind couldn't pile up the water, you know, the people, all of these reasons why it's impossible do one main thing, and that is take away the very power of God in their understanding. This is not how God used natural forces and events to make this crossing occur. This is how God came and showed these people his great and mighty power that he had been displaying from the time of the plagues forward, but it crescendos to this point on this part of the trip. This will not be the end of his display of power. We're going to see much more of his dominion over these people and their future and the events that take them eventually to the promised land, the land of Israel. So I would encourage anybody that's listening to this outside of this classroom today to go and to get, you can go to patternsofevidence.com and you can get this series of videos that's entitled In Search of the Red Sea Crossing. So with that, I'll stop the tape and we'll start the video.